This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The budget bill that substantially defunds Planned Parenthood is on its way to the White House. The House of Representatives Wednesday sent the reconciliation bill to the president, where he has promised a veto of the entire budget bill. The Center for Medical Progress is the medical investigative team that exposed the final part of Planned Parenthood's business model. On the same day Congress acted to defund Planned Parenthood, CMP released a review of this past year's 11 investigative videos. David DeLayton said Wednesday's release was to underscore why there remains a broad public mandate for investigations to continue. The Little Sisters of the Poor were before the Supreme Court this week. They are asking for relief from $70 million in federal fines annually, compelling them to violate their conscience. A ruling should be announced in June. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Party chair of the nation's Democrats is complaining that younger women don't love abortion as much as older women. Debbie Wasserman Schultz complains there is an inexplicable enthusiasm gap. Students for Life president Kristen Hawkins counters simply that abortion-friendly panic comes from a younger generation more intent on ending abortion than older women are in protecting the legalized ending of life. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.